guys, welcome to In the Grip Podcast. This is Josh Berry with my good buddy AJ Cooper. AJ, what's up, dude?
Not much, man. Now it's officially been a very long time since we did this, but we are finally back. What'd you do? Did you go and have a kid?
I had a kid, you had a kid, and next thing I know is girls golf is now a thing at Monroe City High School, so that is good. Whether mine wants to play or not, she might not get a choice, just so I can get some blessings from you.
Yeah, so 15 years from now, yeah, we're going to be adding to that program, hopefully.
Can't wait to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're sitting here with our two good friends, Ryan Watson, Michael Williams. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's up, fellas?
Nothing. Great to have you guys on here.
Awesome to be here. We finally have combined the two podcasts after many nights of talking about it. Here we are.
Many efforts.
Yeah. And if you hear any noise in the background, that's Hunter Baggett's back here hitting balls. And so we might say a thing or two about some really good shots we see over here.
Well, I've just witnessed about 30 minutes worth of good shots.
So. He tends to do that, doesn't he?
Yeah. He was...
Another one.
Yeah, that might go in the hole, actually.
So... Well, guys, we're here. Let's talk some golf.
I'm here for it.
All right.
There's a lot going on in the world of golf, boys.
There is.
Sure. But none more exciting than what's to come next weekend.
That's right. Sunday, the 4th of September, we will be having the first annual In the Grip one-man scramble. Pre-flight one-man scramble. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's the the best idea that anyone's had. I really believe my own personal thoughts are this thing filled up in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was close to 30 minutes.
And you could, if you play good golf, walk away with more money than you've made all year at Mosswood in any tournament because you divide it with yourselves.
Right.
I mean, it's just a good chance to if you're pre-flight, like you know where you're at, you know where you stand. You play good golf, you can win some money.
Yeah.
I've never played a one man, so this is a... This is the first time never played with Mosswood one man. So
is this only going on the In the Grip? This is not going on the two dubs.
Not on the two dubs.
Okay, so Michael's going to pop his one man cherry for the one man in the In the Grip.
Never even. I don't even know if I played like one man scramble just screwing around playing my own ball. So this will be a new experience.
What, you got 8 days to practice?
Would say I would play zero to one times between them.
He one man scrambled last night. He shot 51 and 39 in his own ball.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
So he's somewhere. You're going to be somewhere there, Michael. And if you shoot 39 September 4th, I'd say you'll
it's pretty good golf. Pretty good score right there.
Have a chance.
Yeah, but my first round yesterday, I also hit two out of bounds, so that would have put me in a pretty bad spot in a pre-flighted one man. But.
Yeah, I witnessed that. I was on your team for that.
AJ got a full experience of the bad Michael Williams experience.
I happened to be on Venmo last night, and I saw a little Michael Williams to AJ Cooper emoji, golf emoji on the old Venmo. But to Michael's credit, I did see two or three coming his way for the second night.
Yeah, he turned it around. It got a lot better.
Lots better.
That's
like
good.
I told somebody, I was, I think after two holes in my second round, I was already 8 strokes better than I was after two holes the first round.
That's good. That's kind of.
That's about impossible, but.
Yeah. Did you all see Rory's round today?
Yeah, that was the ultimate roller coaster.
Yeah, how about that? And started out triple bogey and then made two more bogeys on the front nine and somehow shot 3 under for the day.
Wow. Where did he start in the rankings, like behind Scheffler? How many strokes was he behind Scheffler?
Six.
He's 4 under, 6 back, I'm pretty sure.
How about Fitzpatrick falling out and me having him saved for a day in fantasy golf and then coming back and picking Seppa or whatever his name is?
Well, I had Morikawa, which he played okay today, but the problem I have is I have to get in the six, and I pull it up this morning, and I see the guy that's in the sixth spot that I have to catch has Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, you're not catching him.
So I'm officially not going to be in the money. So I'm really not paying a whole lot of attention to my guy. Just going to watch some golf.
One of the things I was going to say about the one man, I thought one of the coolest moments, one of the coolest guests in the Grip history here for you guys was Terry Kendrick. and explaining how the one man started.
Yeah.
When Kenny, Fulton, and Art and those guys would go play, sometimes they would play two balls.
Right.
And then basically Kenny said, this was a lot of fun. Let's make this a tournament.
Yeah,
that was a great podcast, fellas.
Yeah. That probably is my favorite one we've done so far. It was really good.
And Terry Kendrick is going to win the Fantasy Golf League this year.
He
is basically uncatchable.
Does he have Scheffler?
No, but I think he's got such a lead that unless his guy, like, WDs,
with I think
he's... That happened to me the very first year we did Fantasy Golf. Louis Oosthuizen WD'd on me. I was going to be fourth or fifth behind Shane. I was behind Shane, couldn't catch Shane because he had also picked Louis Oosthuizen. And I'll be damned. The only thing that could happen, so we didn't win money, was Oosthuizen to withdraw.
Yeah.
He withdraws with a back injury, his first withdrawal in the history of his career. I have not picked Louis Oosthuizen since.
I'd be so mad at him.
I was furious. I haven't picked him since.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Terry's got 116 point lead.
So I got
two
things on this subject you all are on. Actually,
Terry could get caught if Cameron Young falls apart. So, but it would have to be like a pretty big fall apart.
Go ahead, little homie.
I got two things on this. First off, what do you all think about like Scheffler starting 10 under and already getting a lead on everybody? What are your thoughts on that?
I hate it too.
I hate it.
Yeah, play golf.
And you know, of course, the reason for that is they want only one person celebrating on the 18th tee. And you know, so you know, the policy behind it is they didn't want, you know, pick your guy that's in 30th. You know, last place, you know, Scott Stallings or whoever would be in last place. You don't want him winning the tournament and not being, and then also have Scotty Scheffler sitting there on 18 celebrating that he just won $10 million for winning the, you know, the year long money winnings. So,
is that really such a bad thing, though?
I mean, it
doesn't seem like it's a bad thing.
No.
Yeah, they do it in NASCAR, right?
Right, like NASCAR,
The guy's going to win the race, and somebody might have won the points cup or
whatever.
He might have done it with – so, like, yeah. Like,
I agree with you all, but, I mean, that's the reasoning.
Yeah, that's the rationale or whatever. I hate it. I don't have a great option for him that would solve it, so I can't say much, but
– John Rahm blasted it not too long ago.
Good. Yeah,
very, very – pointedly,
yeah,
that it was really stupid.
Yeah, I mean it's a handicap tournament basically, like
with plus six golfers.
I don't even think I want to be the leader at 10 under. Yeah, if you get beat, you look. Well, fuck, we gave you a stroke. Well, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
ice water in his veins, Scheffler.
Yeah, he's gonna handle it fine.
What a year he's had, though. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But yeah, I would say. I don't have a great solution either other than just play golf. Like, you got 30 dudes. You've already cut it down to 30.
Well, here was my thing. So, last year, Xander Schauffele, he actually won the tournament. He shot the best score for the 72 holes, but he didn't win the tournament because he was so far behind or whatever.
Right.
What if it was one of these guys that, which there may not be any this year, but let's say somebody makes the tour championship and hasn't won on the PGA Tour, and it would be like their first win on the PGA Tour. How like awful would that be?
Possible that could happen.
Right. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Like, look at Will Zalatoris. If he doesn't win 2 weeks ago and doesn't get hurt,
right,
and then gets real hot this weekend,
right,
again, not being hurt, that legit could happen.
Right. He wins the gross but not the net, and then doesn't get awarded a PGA Tour win.
Right.
And, you know,
we're sitting here after the first round. If this was a real tournament, you'd have Fitzpatrick and Neiman tied for the lead at 6 under. And then second place would be Scottie Scheffler, Aaron Wise, JT the Postman would be your next two. That would be, you know, and you got, you know, like, for example, Patrick Cantlay would be towards the end, and he's tied for fourth. He shot even today.
Yeah. And, you know, Scheffler still comes in the number one dude, right? And he's going to get his points, whatever.
Right.
But, You know, there's definitely changes coming to the PGA Tour.
Wow.
The alpha males, Tiger and Roy.
Yeah, you know, they said.
If you really get into it, if you listen to Rory, Rory said, there's only one alpha in that room, and it ain't me.
Yeah, and basically they said, there's your de facto commissioner right there.
Right. And, yeah, what Tiger says will do.
What an all-timer of a change in the tour, though. I mean, maybe Phil was right that changes needed to be happened. He didn't do it the right way, but, I mean, you're talking about some pretty major changes in the tour.
Yeah, so, I mean, guys, Phil did this. He did this.
No doubt.
Like, I mean, he doesn't look pretty in the whole aftermath or whatever, but this is a result of what Phil went and did.
There is no doubt about it, right? Like, him and those guys leaving. But I like what the guys that are staying are saying, right? Your legacy,
right?
So I couldn't tell you who has played, who is in the top five of a Live Tour event. I couldn't tell you what team won. I have watched zero shots of the Live Tour because I have no idea where to even look.
I know where it is. I still haven't watched
your legacy is the fact that you left and you made a lot of money. For all intents and purposes, as of right now, you're playing in exhibitions.
They are. 100%. 54
hole shotgun start, but in the future, is it going to look positively upon Phil that some of this happened? I don't know. I mean, we are a forgiving culture, but we've already forgiven Phil a couple times on some different things.
Right.
I think the all-timer is going to be 2 years from now. Now that you have a situation in the PGA Tour where every guy with a tour card is guaranteed $500,000.
Yeah.
You know, now if you win more, great. You know, PGA Tour is going to hope that every one of those guys in the card wins $500,000, but they're going to take care of the rest. You have now 20 in the PIP.
Which so that $500,000, that's guaranteed to, you know, the top 125, 25 from the regular season of the Corn Ferry Tour, and 25 from the finals. So that's 175 guys, plus like probably two winners that didn't finish in the 125.
And they're going to supplement some travel costs for some other dudes.
Right.
So they're going to get a little bit more money than they would have because get $5,000 for going to a weekend.
But those 175, the number of them that were going to make less than $500,000 in earnings is probably like 12.
Yeah.
You know, not very many.
20, you know, 20, yeah. Somewhere in there.
And so, and with this $500,000, it's not like, so that's against your winnings. So if you make, if you make $499,000, they're only going to give you another $1,000 to get.
So in reality, the real raise here is twofold. Number one, it's your low dudes that are going to get $5,000 every weekend,
yeah,
and they're going to get some of their travel paid for.
Yeah,
and number two, your big dogs that are going to play in those big events for bigger purses.
Right, those seven guys that went broke on the year aren't going broke now.
Yes,
which is good. Yeah, this is great.
Instead of getting whatever to go play in the Live Tour in the next couple of years, they're going to say, "No, I'm going to live with my dream here,
right?
Because I'm going to get to walk at Augusta. I'm going to get to do this and do that." So, yeah,
and play the tournaments that we all know.
We watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we know AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We know the Honda Classic. We know Genesis and, you know, Arnold Palmer Invitational. I mean, those are the tournaments that we know. So I don't know any of these live ones.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, like, what tour events get elevated with this new system as well, with the – you know, essentially your top 20 tournaments are.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, they said maybe there'll be some rotating out, but, you know, you may see a, you know, like a 3M.
Right.
All of a sudden become a really big event now.
Well, yeah, I know John Deere Classic isn't that well liked among the best players, but they do raise more money for charity at that event than any other event on the PGA Tour. So maybe that one should be elevated.
Well, and I like the fact that, two, there are some where you have these elevated tournaments, but the other dude's going to go make some more money elsewhere in Puerto Rico or whatever. We've had a couple of those this year.
Right.
I mean, that's good because, again, instead of some of those dudes maybe saying, I'll go over to live, they're keeping them strong in the PGA, but they're setting the stage for future generations to still want to come to the PGA because, like you just said, AJ, those 6 or 7, 10 dudes that go broke every summer aren't going to go broke.
No,
they're going to have a chance to make money in lesser tournaments. They get their travel paid for a little bit. They get $5,000 no matter what. And all of a sudden, you can scrap a living together. Looks like maybe Hunter Baggett's working towards the live tour right
now. Yeah, he hasn't missed the line in his last 7 or 8 shots.
160 yards out, and I think he's hit the green like 10 times in a row.
Well, and
he's hit it within 10 feet 10 times in a row.
Where I was getting at before we got caught is, you know, the big, like, I think the big question, I mean, the LIV guy, the Patrick Reed lawsuit is an absolute joke, so I'm not counting that. But you have a couple, you have the lawsuit that was from the three guys that wanted to get into, they didn't get the injunction, but that lawsuit's still coming. But I think the big question is now, do some of these live guys all of a sudden go, you know what, maybe I want to go back, and, you know, what's it going to take for the PGA Tour to take one of these guys back?
Well,
that would be interesting.
See, that's why you saw a lot of them resigning their membership. I thought that was the reason for it. Is because if they're not a member, they're not breaking the rules during that period of time, and so maybe they could come back.
I think they were definitely given some legal advice that said do this for later in life. You will catch them on a loophole, maybe.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, our guy, the Club Pro guy, said it best with his top 10, right? Like, there's some dudes that are coming off really bad in this deal. I mean, make no bones about it.
Yeah.
And you mentioned one, Patrick Reed. That's he may be the biggest one of them all just because he's Patrick Reed.
You know, Patrick Reed is one of the all-time, like, that. I think Patrick Reed deserves a 30 for 30 at some point because you have a guy that not that long ago was Captain America.
That's true.
Yeah,
very true. At the Ryder Cup.
8 years ago?
At the Ryder Cup, he's Captain America. He's one of the biggest fan favorites on tour.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
it shook his finger in Rory's face.
Yeah, and it seems like it's been a lifetime ago because – now he's one of the most disliked players maybe ever.
And by his own family.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's vice versa. I think his family would love for him to be a part of it. And it's, you know, him and his wife are, you know, his wife runs a Twitter feed that is called some, like, Golf Facts or something.
Right.
But it's basically a burner account for Patrick Reed and his wife. And
everybody knows it. Yeah.
So, homie, what do you think of Liv?
So here's my thought. All right, let's say it's me. I'm just going to go with guys who are on the pod right now. It's me and Michael and Ryan, and we have to play in the same flight. There's no flights. It's all one flight. We have to play against Baggett, who's hit like 35 greens in a row to 8 feet, you said, and AJ. And then we got to play Mike and Butler and all that. So, okay, so we're in the scramble too. We're playing them, right? Well, we're not winning the tournament because we can't compete with them, right? Because there's not a B flight or whatever. So then all of a sudden this other flight or this other thing opens up and it's called the barbecue tour. And all of a sudden, hey, guess what? Michael, Josh, Ryan, you guys can come over here and play. And instead of you all, you know, winning $400 a tournament, if you win the whole thing, we'll pay you $10,000 for the year to come play in these 15 tournaments or whatever. I think all three of us would do that.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is like, why Brooks Koepka left, why DeChambeau left, I don't know. I don't really get that because they're studs. Like, they can win on tour. But the guys like Richard Bland and all these other young guys that are like guaranteeing themselves money, Matt Wolf, they're guaranteeing themselves money. I don't blame them guys, but the guys that are good, like, if I'm AJ or Baggett or Mike or Griffin, any of them guys, I mean, I'm trying to beat the other one because I know I'm just as good as them. But me, well, I can't compete with AJ or Trav or Baggett or Butler or, you know what I mean? So some of them I get why they want to go, but then the other ones I'm like, why do you want to leave?
Yeah, like,
valid point.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
Matt Perez.
Charles Schwartzel. I mean – yeah, Henrik Stenson.
Charles Howell III.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, and I shouldn't preface everything I'm saying. I agree. Like,
it's a lot of freaking money, right? Like, that's setting up generations of your family. It's kind of, it's one of those, like, you're talking out of both sides of my mouth, but, like, I understand, right? Well, I get why you go for the money.
And with that being said, too, is like Brooks Koepka, DJ.
I think Cam Smith is the biggest. I think Cam Smith is the craziest one out of all.
If he ends up going.
If he goes,
It's with Sunday night, we'll know, right? Or Monday morning. Monday morning.
But, honestly, I thought Ricky would go. But Ricky went with Tiger to that meeting and all that. Why would Ricky Fowler go? The guy's won five times on tour, and half the time he doesn't even make the field for Augusta or the U.S. Open or something. Or if he does, he misses the cut. But you see him all weekend on commercials making however many millions.
I think that's why. I think Ricky is – Ricky would be a guy I think is protecting his brand. He's good buddies with JT and Tiger and all them guys, so he wants to be tight with them. And he knows, as you saw with Phil lost every one of his advertisements when he went there. So
he's wearing black pants, black shirt with his logo on it, and a black hat.
Yeah.
How much money? When you make $50 million, like, who cares? Liv's going to give you 120 to play. You have $50 million. Come on, boys.
Well, I think I'm like you. Where my thing comes in is, like, it's a legacy, right? And part of why the greats are great is they live in the moment, but they also know I'm going to be remembered, and I want to be remembered for something positive. And now the DeChambeaus, the DJs, and the Brookses of the world that maybe had more majors in them, they may never, ever get another chance to compete for a major. And that's it. Their legacy is going to be won a major, defected to this tour. Who knows what it's going to look like? Is it going to end up? You're talking about a fund that has $600 billion behind it. They are putting in $2 million over 2 years.
$2 billion.
Over 2 years. But if they decide, you know what? Let's go to $5 billion. Right? There's no end to this money, right? There's just not.
There's not. Well, they're just giving away. They're not making anything on this deal.
No, they're losing every weekend. They're giving away tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why Cam Smith is the one that keeps coming to my mind. Brooks and DeChambeau, they got chances to come back, but they had been kind of down. You got Cam Smith, who's arguably a top three player in the world right now.
Yeah, he's number two ranked player in the world.
And, you got a guy, he's young. He was, pretty well liked on the tour, I think, before all this stuff happened. And he just won a major, just won his first major. And now you got to, set up to be a potential him and Scheffler, battling for these majors. And, he's giving that away for,
That
could be negligible money, realistically, if he had a couple good years.
Right.
With the new money coming to the PGA, too.
Yeah, the new money, he's probably – hopefully he hasn't signed yet, because if he signed, he's kind of screwed. You're the legal guy. You can tell me that. But, if he hasn't signed, he's got to be like, okay, pump the brakes here.
Right. So instead of a $25 million purse, it's a $20 million purse with everybody in the world watching, or a $25 million purse
and
five people are
watching. Well, did you hear what came out in the when they were – they did – what was that to allow those three guys to play in the FedEx?
Yeah, it was the FedEx – it was the three guys that wanted to get in the FedEx Cup.
So they're – what they initially received – they wouldn't receive their earnings from each tournament until that equaled that amount, right?
Yeah. So basically, take a guy like Phil. Phil makes zero money a week until he fulfills, until he reaches what he was paid.
His contract.
And, Phil, it's one thing for Phil, but a guy like Pat Perez didn't get as much money.
He's Phil. $40 to $50 million range.
Yeah, so he's that's a great first payment, but it's not like, you can't look at it and say, well, they got $40 million and he just won the tournament, he won $1 million. That's not what's happening.
Yeah, that's what we kept hearing, oh, Pat Perez shot 81, and but he still made $900,000 on the week. Well, no, he didn't. He didn't make. He made zero on the week, but he did get $50 million up front, but he made zero on that week. So I don't, you know, that would make me think about it a lot different also. Mm-hmm. Instead of playing for $4 million every time you go out there for first place, you're really not. You made your money already.
I mean, you got to think in that first tournament, probably zero people got paid out of the weekly earnings.
Right. I would assume some of those guys in the field didn't sign contracts for initial money, but the big names did.
Yeah, I mean, the dude that got last place, and basically they said, you know what, thanks, but we've signed more dudes. Now you're going to the Asian Tour.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, they've already demoted four or five dudes.
And Phil's the next one up, he's like 50 over par for the three.
Yeah, he's
well, and you got a situation now where the other thing that's kind of going along with that is not only do you have these majors saying, we don't want you to play, but you also have a point that even if you're eligible, take out Masters winners, you keep going this much, you know, too much farther without getting any world golf ranking points, you're not going to be eligible anyway.
Yeah, you won't be. It will just take a few.
I mean, I know that's what the LIV Tour is trying to do with this relegation type of stuff, is trying their hardest to get some world golf ranking points. But, you know, I think part of it is, I don't know, you know, I know the argument is the Masters limited field, tournament champions limited field, what have you, but I don't know how. I think it's going to be a tough argument saying a tour that that you don't have a cut, everyone gets paid, you really don't. I mean, it's, you know,
yeah, well,
a no risk tournament, how you say there's points here.
Yeah, I agree. That's the thing. It's your shotgun starting, 54 holes, no cuts, and we're going to give you equal points for somebody that's grinding for 4 days, and there's a cut. Yeah, that makes no sense.
It doesn't. And I don't think I'll ever get over the shotgun start. Like, that is just, can't watch it. I can't watch a shotgun
start. Well, and the whole argument was it's a viewer's window, right? That was the whole thing. So a viewer doesn't have to sit down and watch golf all day, but you got 54 dudes at the same time. Like, how do you keep track? It makes a viewer's nightmare to me.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been, you know, dissatisfied with watching what I've watched up to this point.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The only dissatisfaction has been like every now and again a major doesn't come on, and you got a morning start guy that you really want to watch. And, you know, now you can with, like, ESPN Plus and whatnot. But, years ago, that was a frustration.
Well, hell, years ago, they didn't even show the front nine of Augusta National,
Right.
They would never saw the TV.
And then it went the opposite way, and they had that one year where they didn't even have a commercial.
That was great.
They showed everything.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
Right. And that is one thing LIV does. They don't have commercials, but
what's it? I don't even know what's it on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, but it is the difficult thing is, like, you're watching a guy and he's on hole number 18, but you don't know, like, it's hard to tell what hole it is.
Yeah, that's exact. Yeah.
Or this guy's gonna finish on hole number 7. Like, why?
That's something we do. That's a scramble tour event kind of situation.
100% scramble tour.
Major did they just have? Was that the British Open or just the Open?
Same thing. Open Championship is the British Open.
So I was watching that in the hospital when my wife was giving fucking birth to our kid. And now you can download the app and you can watch it. Is my point here?
Yes, absolutely.
You watch every shot of whoever you want. So, you know, you just go on there and follow whoever you want. But yeah, that was. Cool part about it.
That's the best thing about having the Masters app in April and
you're
in school and you gotta just check it out. You gotta see that last shot by Tiger this year because you know, that was a great story they won.
Well, sometimes you can be in China and wake up at 2 a.m. to 37 text message that Tiger is gonna win the Masters and pull up the app in China.
Yeah, that would have been 37 text messages from this group, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe 47. Speaking of scramble tour, fellas,
we got to get to
the hitting the grip, man. I mean,
yeah,
we got to get to the
tournament. September.
Yeah, yeah,
tour.
Yeah. We got
sidetracked.
We got sidetracked. Apparently, we're passionate about PGA Tour and all that. But
I
yeah,
love it. Good stuff though, fellas.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, let's. I mean,
real quick before we get off that, I am not a fan of the LIV Tour. Just to clear that up, I just get why a couple of them guys do it.
Yeah, and you got a. Oh, that's AJ.
Yeah, I got a phone call coming. Yeah, Josh is on the phone here.
Josh just got done feeding his daughter Holly, so he's on FaceTime. And now
Holly Berry.
Now we're just watching Hunter Baggett just drain 20-foot putts left and right here.
And you know, Hunter will tell you that's the best part of his game.
Do we
is the short stick?
So do we start with A or D flight here, fellas? We got to start with D, right?
Yeah, let's start with D. Let's talk about him.
So give us a rundown of the tournament, fellas. Give us a rundown of what we got going on
it's
here.
Charles, baby.
4th.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here I'll go real quick. So. One man scramble. It's one day, 27 holes, okay? Which is a lot of golf shots, but that's what we wanted. We want you guys out there playing just a ton of golf. It's pre-flighted in 5 flights. We capped the field at 45 players, tried our best to separate them all into 5 equal flights. And so how it'll work, we'll tee off at 7:30 in the morning. Go out and play 9 holes. We come back in.
Let's just clarify. We are like the LIV Tour. We are shotgun starters.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are LIV Tour on this one.
Yeah. It'd be like 3 days with some of us out there hacking away.
And but we'll come back in. We'll have a Calcutta after that 9. We're going to repair everybody. So try to get all the leaders of the flights playing together. Send them back out. We're going to play 18 more holes. And we'll declare a winner at the end of it.
So... for everybody listening, you obviously don't have to be playing to be a part of this Calcutta. So I'm guessing that Calcutta is going to be roughly around 11-ish o'clock. That's kind of where I figured.
Oh, I'd say, no, it's going to I'd be say 9:30 to 10.
Yeah, we're looking at 10-ish. 10, 15.
If you say a normal round's 2 hours, but now you've got scramble in there, and then you got to come in.
Yeah.
There ain't no 9:30.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you want to be there to participate in Calcutta, I'd be there at 10:15.
Okay, that's fair. I just don't see any way it's starting before 10. But this is the way these things go.
Well, you know, and
slow golf can sometimes happen. We're going to be playing fivesomes that first night.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The other thing too, we're going to list all 45 that are playing, and if you want to participate. Surely, if you're listening to this podcast, you have the number for one of these 45, and they can tell you,
yeah,
hey, we're on hole X or whatever.
And we want you to come out and buy right, teams. Right. We got to get our Calcutta.
So, and also, this Calcutta is going to pay 100% back.
Absolutely. The course
not
is,
90, 100.
The course is rented out. This is not a course sanctioned, not course run golf tournament here at Mosswood. So the course is getting rented out to be able to have this. And D-Flight, AJ, a lot of Coopers in it.
That's right. I recruited the whole family to come to this one.
So who is...
I'll buy you.
So help me out here. Obviously, we know your dad, Greg.
Yep.
I think one of them is your nephew, Cooper.
Cooper
right?
Clark.
Yeah. But who is Shea Cooper?
Shea is my cousin.
Okay.
And he's fairly new to golf, too. He's, yeah, definitely new, but got the bug just like all of us. And I believe this will be his first tournament ever.
So he's going to have the rookie jitters.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we'll see.
This flight to me is highlighted there by the first two names on the list there, the two dads.
Yeah,
right? That's the Grip dads, Ronnie Berry and
that's right. We
Ray
have support
Cooper.
From the family, that's for sure.
Love it, love it. George Harbison there. George plays with comes with Ryan and Brian Williams.
A lot of time, a lot of golf at Mosswood over the years.
Absolutely,
for
was there at the four man, hacking away. Terry Connor, Corey Miner, C.J. Hayden, and then William Painter.
Willie Painter,
and solid D flight there.
D flight is good.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear who's everybody.
All right, I'm going to write these down, too. So.
Yeah, we got to write these down. So, now, we have not talked about this, obviously, kind of like the two dubs here. We never talk about our predictions ahead of hand. So, we never talked about a small wager on this. So, there's 5 flights, right?
5 flights, yes.
And
if one person gets picked, you can't take them. Is that fair?
Let's just rotate around.
Okay,
let's do that.
And then person with the, like, you know, we can add up points.
Person with the lowest total score, like score of ranking. So, like, yeah. Obviously, if you go 1-1-1-1, you're 4. That's the best.
Yes, I like it. And let's just all throw in $20.
Yep,
I'm in.
Little homie.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, who wants to pick first in default?
Oh gosh, little homie, you want to pick first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell me the rules again. I just pick who I think's going to win.
Yes. Yeah, you then we can't pick the dude you pick, even though if we would have.
Okay.
And what do you want to go around the circle here?
Yeah. So is somebody going to get the first pick twice?
We'll let the new dad have the first pick twice.
Yeah, he'll have the first pick.
All right, twice. I love it.
All right, I'll take Corey Minor and D.
Ah, dang. So coming to me, right? You know what? This dude has played really good golf this year. I played a lot of golf with him at the lake. Well, he was at the lake the same time I was. He wasn't actually in my threesome. But
had a lot of good shots.
He had a lot of good shots, and it sounded like he was just right there. And Mosswood's his team. I'm going with my boy, Willie Painter. Painter with the D-Flight win.
Well, that makes it easy. I got to take my four-man partner, CJ.
CJ.
You know, if you're talking about beers drank, I definitely want him in this flight.
You want him in every flight.
But, you know, CJ can get streaky. He, you know, hits the ball pretty well, and, you know, he will make some putts that just have no sense going in, and he'll make them. I'll take old CJ in there.
All right. Well, I'm going to pick the kid, Cooper Clark.
Ooh.
And Cooper works hard at it, and he just finished his freshman year of high school. Didn't play great golf or whatever, but he's brand new to the game or whatever, but has been working hard all summer long. And I've seen him hit some shots. Duke can play some golf. So
respect. Yep. And obviously, one man scramble that bodes well for.
Yep.
And
young guy. He has.
Young guy. Yeah.
And he can't argue the bloodline.
You can't argue the bloodline. All right, boys. C Flight. That's my first pick. Somebody want to run down the names there?
Yeah, I don't have it. I got it right now.
So I got myself.
For 20 total.
What's that?
20 per flight or
20
total?
20
total.
20 total. Keep it friendly. 20 units, little homie. 20 units. 20.
All right, here's C Flight. C Flight is myself, Brian Foey, got a Spirit Hollow guy, the Volrath brothers, Grant and Kurt, who's good to see Kurt back in the MC area.
Right. That's right.
Fun, really cool guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have you back.
Robert Fee, don't really know him. I know he's a younger guy that played in the four-man.
Former student of mine, lives up in Iowa. Good to see him come back. Good friends with Kyle Van Ostrand, who we're going to talk about here in a minute. That's kind of the end there, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Scotty Shively. Old Glenn Tommy Time. Whew. Probably the wrong flight for Glenn. He needs to be up at least
one.
He
needs to trade with me.
Ryan Williams and... I don't know who Wood is.
It's one of Ryan and Brian's buddies.
Yes. And
anybody know anything about
it? I don't know much else other than that.
Well, I'm glad I got first pick in this flight because this dude has played some really phenomenal golf this summer. And he was definitely could flip-flop with me in B flight. I'm going with Tommy Time, Glenn Tommy.
Yeah, he's on the top of his golf game right now.
Yeah, he's just playing really freaking well.
Well, this puts me in a bad position because my name's on here, but I am definitely not a top, like, 5 person in this flight. But I would kill myself if I don't pick myself. So I guess I got to take myself and just go ahead and handicap and hope everybody else I pick plays lights out, so I'll take myself.
Good.
You could go shoot those 30s.
I could shoot that. I could also shoot 50 in a one-man scramble. So,
all right. Well, as I look down, Michael, I've played the most with you and Glenn, and you're both gone. So I'm just gonna go off what I've noticed at men's league and take Scott Shively. He's had some good rounds.
I thought that same thing. AJ, good pick.
doesn't play as a lot, but Scott would have been my pick if I didn't pick myself. Scott has also learned how to hit a draw, and he's now hits the ball. He used to be kind of a fade and, you know, not really okay off the drive, but now he's hitting draws and he's really bombing the ball.
Little homie.
Yep. Who you got?
I got Ryan Williams.
Good pick.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with Ryan, who's an absolute blast to play golf with, right?
Yes.
And
yeah, I would love to somehow end up in his group on Seaflight, because he is one of the funnest guys that
you will have a blast. And Grant, and I mean all the dudes in here are really fun, and I'm like you, like great to have Kurt back in the mix here at Monroe City. Good to see him out here.
Great family all around. Love all them guys.
Yeah, and so the biggest flight coming up, right? So we lost one, but we're replacing him with an A flight golfer. So A gets the 10th dude now?
Yeah, A's got 10 and B's got 9.
Okay, so back down to a normal flight here. Yep. So B flight.
Yeah, run through him.
I got him right here. Matt Paris, Derek Friedank, Buford, Ryan Watson, Knocker, Jamie Mudd, Randy Parn, Lance Dorsett, Randy Potterfield, and Kyle Van Nostrand.
Couple asterisks, though. Randy and Buford, Danny Benson, get to hit from yellows for 27 straight holes. Has to be mentioned, right? It's where they should be, right? Because they earn that right. But it is – Randy can hit it really far from the yellows. But, Michael, your pick.
Yeah, my pick, and I think this is a really good flight. I think C and D are a little bit more widespread. B, I think, is really tight. I think anybody could win it. But I'm taking Buford. Buford is just playing really good golf from the yellows. You know, the only concern is 27 holes for him, but he's a guy that plays a lot of golf a lot of times. Just got back from Spirit Hollow playing a lot of golf. So I'm going to take Buford in this one, Danny Benson.
Good pick. He won their Florida trip handicap tournament. He Super Sunday, he wins a low net of like 58 or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, yeah, good pick.
Good pick.
Good pick. All right, so I'm up next. Man, Flute, I love you having two putts at every single one. I got to pick you.
That's
a good pick.
I do like a one-man scramble fits my game.
Yes.
Sometimes better than some other types of formats that we have, but maybe out on a limb there. But appreciate the confidence, AJ. AJ and I.
We've played scramble golf together. I know what I'm getting into here.
Yeah. Good scramble golf
together. Very good.
Little homie.
I got to go with Friday, man.
Good pick.
He's a scrambler.
He is a scrambler. You know, I played with him at Spirit, and, man, he was a handful at Spirit. He's hitting four irons all day long, but now you get him at Mosswood where it's a little bit more driver-friendly. He can get off the tee. That's a good pick.
Yeah, he hits it hard.
Okay, so my pick in B-Flight. So Matt Paris just goes on a Greg Church puts on a deal at Oak Meadow and New Bloomfield and then Columbia Country Club. Matt Paris shoots 73 for a net 60 at Oak Meadow.
What?
In New Bloomfield, yes. Wins the handicap tournament out of 32 dudes. Then you got a guy like Randy Parn, who his short game is on par with everybody.
Right.
Right? Or you got Randy Potterfield, who from the yellows is basically a bomber.
And has been playing his best golf in like the last 2 years.
So, you know, and I got my boy Knocker, who goes out last year in one of these deals and shoots a 33 legit.
Yeah, playing
his own ball.
Scrap of Town Classic.
And Lance Dorsett, who can go low. We've seen that. And then how about KV, Kyle Van Nostrand, who is in the top five money leaders.
He maybe won $5,000 this year in league.
Yeah, I feel like you all left me some really good choices here.
Yeah, and definitely after you just said those, They're all great.
You're rethinking the.
That's why I said at the beginning. This is a
no. I'm
really
happy
close
with my
flight.
I'll be honest with you. I'm really glad I'm in this flight because I think you know it kind of gets the competitive juices flowing. You got a ball. You can't come out here and shoot 72-72 in a one man scramble and win. Like you're going to have to go low, and I think the guy
that A flight go to that flight.
No, I'm not going to declare up. I'm good where I'm at, little homie.
No, I want to be in that flight.
Huh?
I want to be in that flight. That's going to be a fun-ass flight.
Yeah, come on down. Knock out whoever. I mean, you're doing it. You can do whatever you want. I'm going to go Randy Potterfield. The yellows, he hits it just as far as the bombers from the whites, and he's going to be on those. Yeah, I'm going there. A flight.
All right, let's go to A flight. You got Brian Williams. You got Matt Seward, the scrap of town himself. Blake Paris. Kyle Fulton. Tyler Adams. Couple bombers right there back to back. Aaron Gibbs. The little homie himself, Josh Berry. Todd Shoemate. And Jason Harper.
Superintendent at Palmyra this year. Coming into play.
And AJ has the first pick here.
This one, after you said all those, I could make an argument for a lot of guys right here. I wish I knew how much Kyle Fulton was playing golf. I'm going to take Matt Seward. I played with him not long ago. He's hitting his driver better than I've seen him hit it in the last few years. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm going Matt Seward.
Matt Seward talked to him right before I came out. He said he's the favorite in this flight. And
he says he's the favorite. Of
and another thing you mentioned about Ryan, Matt Seward getting two putts.
Yeah.
Oh, also, yeah, he rolls it.
He can roll the putter. That's a good pick.
Little homie.
Yeah, the only guy I would take over me in this flight, Matt Seward, great putter. But the one I would take over me, I mean, you got to take yourself, right, Michael?
Yes.
I mean, I am not a very smart guy. So that was a bad choice on my part. But you can make your own choice there.
Well, you're a lawyer and I'm a dropout. So
hold on. You are a transportation director. You have a lot more responsibility probably than I do. Get them buses rolling.
Other than that, first thing I'm gonna do is if I was AJ with the first pick, I'm taking Brian Williams, so I'm gonna take Brian Williams right now.
Damn it, little homie. You were supposed to take yourself and leave me Brian Williams.
You know what the bad thing is I think I've picked two winners of two flights. I'm in Brian, and I'm real confident in Corey Minor. And hell, give me Friday. I'll bet I'll win that one too. How much money are we betting on this deal?
We might have a side bet.
Yeah, he wants to up the ante.
So you all mentioned it, right? I see a group here, and I think for some of these guys, it's going to come down to who can get the old flat stick, which is not really different than any flight. But you have some guys here that are capable of going really low if they get it rolling. And jeez, I mean, you're talking about dudes that, I mean, Tyler Adams, Aaron Gibbs, and Todd Shoemate have to play as much golf at Mosswood as anybody, right? Like, that's. And then you got Jason Harper, who I know is a really freaking good golfer, really good, but it's Mosswood and he doesn't play it that much. Give me my boy, Todd Shoemate.
That's going to be my pick. But yeah, I'm walking through here, and I mean, I can make an argument for everybody. Blake Paris went to Spirit Hollow a couple years ago and absolutely destroyed everybody. I was on his best ball team, and we beat somebody like 10-9. I don't know how much he plays. He's too busy, you know, working on dishwashers. Kyle Fulton, another one. Kyle, a couple years in probably some of the worst conditions in the one man, shot like 4 under from the blues on Sunday. You know, you got Gibbs plays a lot. Tyler plays a lot. You know, don't know much about Harper. But you know what? I have faith. What is this tournament? It's the In the Grip tournament, right?
In the Grip.
I got to take my In the Grip partner, Josh Barrett.
Do it.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. Little homie went from rocking himself to looks like he's rocking Holly again. So maybe he's rocking a cold drink. I don't know.
Yeah. Dad duty.
All right, so that moves us to the championship, and obviously this is one everybody on this list can win.
Wow. So
did
impressive.
We miss anybody on A?
No, we talked about them all.
I mean, because we got one.
We didn't add Jerry Quinn.
Jerry Quinn.
That's right.
Would anybody,
he was the alternate.
Would anybody take? I mean, Jerry could certainly win that. Would anybody want to change their pick?
I'm sticking with my boy Todd.
Yeah, I am.
Todd is just playing just some freakishly good golf this year.
Yes.
You taking him?
Yeah, I got Jerry's brother-in-law.
Yeah, so, all right.
Yeah, you can't throw scrap in there.
But Jerry could definitely
throw scrap away. I mean,
you're right.
Jerry could definitely win that though. All right, let's get to championship. Championship. You got our In the Grip partner here, AJ Cooper. You have the guy that's hit like 50 straight balls within 8 feet from distances from 50 to 180 yards over here, Hunter Baggett. And he also just made like 75 putts in a row.
And he's kind of wearing me out. I mean, like, I'm tired watching him.
You got Brock Butler.
That's my partner Saturday at the River Valley, the Turn 2 man coming up this Saturday. That's my boy, Brock Butler.
Yeah, you know who my partner is?
Hunter Baggett.
That guy.
And
right
then you
there.
Got another guy that wears them. You know, went to high school at the wrong high school. Noah Wilson. Then you got Travis Boyd. You got the old, probably the, if TK is like the best for like content, for comedy, and for just having a great time on the podcast, you have the best podcast guy in the Grip history, the Griff himself, Chris Griffin.
Griff.
And then you got the Tiger Woods of Mosswood Meadows, Mike Fulton. And then you got a guy that has been extremely good at one man's over his career, Aaron Benson.
I mean, the proof's in the pudding, right? He won back-to-back one man's. Like, in legit, like, yeah. I mean, like, the proof's there.
Yeah.
He loves one man's scrambles.
Works on his game a lot.
I think it's just like he, you know, Aaron's a real technical golfer, right? And, like, he can make that adjustment, like, immediately, I think. And it works, and the dude can putt.
I think the putter is like the main thing. He putts it so good.
He putts it. Yeah, I mean, when the putts are falling, the putts fall and they fall and they fall. I mean, what was it? 22 under 2 years in a row, basically, to win it.
Yeah.
Not this last year. Butler won it this last year, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Aaron's a two-time champ. I don't think he won back-to-back.
I thought it was back-to-back 2020, 2021.
No, I think he won one, lost one.
One loss.
He won 18 and 20.
Okay, so.
Oh! Hunter Baggett just hold about out, dunked one there.
Hold out from 50 yards.
Little homie, we give
okay. The easiest pick in the whole world. I'll take Hunter Baggett.
Yeah.
Hunter, you've been picked. God, I really did not actually want to pick second in this at all.
I think I'd rather have AJ's picks than my pick.
I really do too, because I mean, because I'm so indecisive. Like, I've played a lot of golf with AJ over the last few years, and it's really freaking impressive. I played a lot of golf with Brock Butler over the last few years, and it's really freaking impressive. I've not played with Trav this last year because he didn't go to Spirit. Griff, the putting is unbelievable, right? Mike's Mike, mm-hmm. And Mike will always, like, let everybody know, hey, guys, I'm still here, and this might be that tournament, right? And then Benson, we just talked about him. The dude's won the one man 2 times. And Noah makes every putt too. Oh, my God.
And his wedges are nasty.
Can I come back? Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
You know what? The whole fight might tie for first.
It could. I mean, it could.
Yeah.
How? You know what? I just thought of this. We don't have to make this decision now, but we really should have a playoff for ties.
Championship flight.
Any flight.
Draw a number.
Yeah, I mean,
depending on time and all that.
Depending on time.
But that would be really freaking cool. Like, it sets. It's,
you'd have 20 carts around the hole watching them finish.
Absolutely. We got to do it.
That's done. It's happening. We'll make it work. We'll be done before dark. So let's go.
All right. So we're.
By the way, everybody that's if you're listening and you're playing in this, like 7:30 is the start time. You really need to be at the hole you're starting at 7:30.
Yeah, I would start my warm-up before 7. Like, if your warm-up's just hitting a few putts, I'd start that before.
We're going to – I mean, the goal here is we're going to have announcements at 7:15 and send guys off. We want people teeing off at 7:30 here.
So, if I go by these little numbers you all have next to here, my next logical pick would be my boy Brock Butler. I want AJ to be able to pick himself. I'm going Brock Butler.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I am going to let AJ have himself, even though he is probably, in my mind, the easiest third pick that you would have here.
Yeah, he was easy second pick. I agree.
But I've had a lot of fun playing with my boy Trav over the years. You know, Benson, I played with him in Lake of the Ozarks. He was awesome. You know, Griff is putt and Mike, but I'm going to take my boy Trav.
Good pick. Good pick. All right, I'll take myself.
Yeah, that was easy. And let me preface this by saying, like, I really did want to take AJ. And by the way, I wanted to take Benson and Mike and Griff and Trav. Noah's, I mean, it's just like, I can't believe there's.
Honestly,
there's four dudes on the table that didn't get picked that very well could win this.
You could have drawn, you could have put all them in a hat and drawn a hat, and I would have been happy with everyone.
So please don't hate me.
Yeah. I honestly. I mean, look at this. I honestly wish we could all get together and play against each other every weekend. That would be just awesome.
Well, kind of taking it back to the PGA deal, the whole point of the PGA doing what they're doing too is Roy said, when you watch the Buccaneers, you know you're getting Tom Brady and the dudes, right?
Yeah.
When you watch the PGA, you might not. But now we're going to ensure that all the dudes are in one spot at least like
20 times.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And honestly, I don't think we've had a tournament where all you dudes were here at the same time.
It's been like so.
Because Hunter didn't play the four
man. 2021 man, we had a really, really good championship fight.
Yeah.
And but no, yeah, we did. It usually doesn't work out that we all get together and play.
So if you had these eight dudes in our one man, okay, and then throw a couple of those dudes that we know come, I'm not going to say them because they're on the waiting list, but all of a sudden, if you have a 12 or 13 man championship, it makes your one man that much better on down the road because then, you know, you don't have a six-person one championship. It skews everything.
Right.
When you have a legit 12 or 13 person one man, I'm talking about in the one man
in the
May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world. So getting you guys together for this is going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah. And if there's a playoff, you know, the other thing we can do, Josh, great idea in the four man to live broadcast it. We may have to live broadcast if we're not playing in it.
This playoff thing, this could be epic.
Yeah, it could be a lot
of fun. So we're playing Ready Golf.
How awesome would that be?
We're playing Ready Golf so that if there is a playoff, we're playing it. So, no, we're playing it just for first or every spot. If we have a tie for third, you got to play it, don't you?
For you guys that are playing, that are listening, if you hit a drive and you're inside 100 yards and, like, you're trying to get to 95, you can do whatever you want. You get two shots every time, but why are you going to swing harder when you're going to get an extra 5? Okay, just let's go. Hurry it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want, but that's the way I look at it.
I understand if you're, like, in extremely good shape and can handle it, but even me at 37, like, I can't swing it twice every time for 27 straight holes.
Now, so I'll be 43 by the time this tees off. Do I get to move up at 43? But I've got, like, a body of a 72-year-old.
And a heart of 108.
No, I mean,
so you can move up a centimeter.
So I get it.
Yeah, you get to tee up 1 centimeter in front of the tee. Yeah.
I think half our guys do that anyway.
Right,
when
so
I watch
yeah.
them play.
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of like, yeah. I think those are there for a reason, but I ain't saying
no, that. Your yellow tee days are still quite a ways away. So.
I hope I make it.
Well, you know, my plan is to do what Josh did, but I also have seen myself play a lot that my first drive may go out of bounds every hole, so or in the water or trouble. So I'm probably going to have to hit two, but I promise you, if I hit my first one good,
That walk back to the cart after you hit your first one good and you don't have to hit another one. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It feels freaking good.
I'm just expecting, you know, like I said, breaking my cherry here. I'm, you know, that was so stupid to pick myself. I'm probably last in that flight.
Well, I would say in C flight, I mean, I look at all these flights and I don't see I could see any of the dudes win it. And that's, I guess, why what the free flight tournament's supposed to be, right? That's what it's and we'd said it beforehand off the air, like, somebody's gonna go low and you're gonna go, wow, like they're in the wrong flight, but they really weren't, they just had a good day.
Right. And that happens.
It's pretty crazy that Ethan is a 2-time 1-man champ, won the 4-man once or twice. Obviously in the Scramble Hall of Fame, he wasn't picked. And quote unquote, the king of Mosswood was not picked either.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you got a good championship
and flight. You know you have a good championship flight, and we just gave them bulletin board material. So sorry, Hunter and AJ, but
they've
got a little chip on their shoulder.
I would imagine. That's why. That's why I'm glad we talked about everybody to talk them up a little bit. I don't want anybody showing up with that big old chip on their shoulder.
No, I want everybody in my flight to stay out till 3 a.m. on Saturday night celebrating Labor Day weekend.
I'd be okay with that in my flight too.
I will be in bed at my normal. I'm actually past my bedtime right now on a Thursday night, and be in sleep by 10, and I'll be feeling great, ready to hit Mosswood. And I mean, the 1-man Sunday I played in the afternoon was the hardest conditions that I have ever played golf in my entire life. Between the wind, the length, and the then the pins.
It's tough, ain't it?
Was freaking possible. We're not going to get to that level, I don't think.
No, not
September
quite.
September 4th, just because of some pace of play. But if that was brutal. That was brutal. But it was kind of fun.
It was fun.
It was the hardest the golf course has ever been with them. I'm telling you right now, hole number 4 played 500 yards.
Yeah, 500. It's the greatest par I've ever had in my life, and it was a 1-man scramble. By far the greatest par I've ever had.
I shot 8 under Saturday, 3 over Sunday.
I shot 4 and 4. 4 under, 4 over.
Baggett called me. Baggett's there with you guys. He called me Sunday when we got done, and he said, that is the hardest Mosswood has ever played.
It was impossible for a guy like me.
Screwing you all day long. It was never a good wind.
Yeah, I blame that on my son Dax for having his first communion. That put me in a flight I didn't need to be in that day, playing in the afternoon.
I just wish I would have showed up on Saturday. I shot 4 strokes better on Sunday.
Yeah, you got better.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't there, but I was in Burlington actually that weekend for my daughter's softball tournament, and I know, I mean, the wind was the same there, but I assume it was probably fairly chilly too.
Yes.
Because it was freaking cold in Burlington.
It was not a day I would have woke up on a normal day and said, hey, let's go play 18 holes of golf.
Right.
I would have stayed in and watched movies that day or something. But instead, I was out there in the elements. Brutal conditions.
Well, so Flute, AJ, Michael, you haven't played, but is the 1-man your favorite tournament of the year?
It's not even a close second for me.
No, it's awesome. Okay. It's the greatest.
And that's why AJ and I talked about this one. Was first off, everybody said you can't pre-flight a tournament in Mosswood. Well, this one filled up in about 45 minutes. And then number 2 was both of us loved the 1-man. So we were like, okay, the 1-man's over in May. Well, you got a whole lot of summer left, and we need to do it again, right? You need to have 2 1-mans, in my opinion, one close to fall. That way you could, I don't know, but yeah.
It was a great idea. I can't thank you all enough for coming up with it and asking us to be on the tournament committee.
Yeah.
We're super excited.
Can't wait to donate 150 plus Calcutta money.
And, they're really, to me, like we were just saying, I'm a duffer, right? Like I go out there, but I can also hit some shots. So when I'm playing my own ball in Wednesday and I duff it, that's it. That whole shot, right? Like, I can recover and maybe say bogey. But here, I get a chance to correct that.
No, you get a mulligan every single time.
You get a mulligan every time. And I love that. And obviously, all of us are competitive people, right? And you are, it's solely on your shoulders to do something or not. And I think that's why I love the one man. It seems to go faster. The four man is, I mean, we won money this year in the four man, but it's such a long freaking weekend. It's hot. You know, for me, for Michael, little homie was not there this year, but you're waiting for a card, you know, and it just,
it's not as fun.
It's just not as fun.
It's a class reunion. I mean, it's a.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that the four man, which is why it fills up and why I love it, you know, one man, you guys played in it. I'm not saying that one man, I mean, I value that opinion. And after playing this, I might say one man's my favorite. But the best thing about the four man is just seeing everybody.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, hang out with your boys, for sure.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the best part of the four man is it becomes a de facto Mosswood / Monroe City reunion.
And I've always said it to four man, like, if they give me money as I walk out the door or, you know, whatever, like, it's a bonus.
Right.
Like, I got to hang out with my buddies. I play with three old schoolmates.
High school mates.
Basically teammates, right? And that's the fun part. And two of them, really all three of them nowadays, because life's so busy, I don't see very much. And, yeah, getting money at the end is a bonus. It's a grind still nonetheless. Fun. But the competitive side of me comes out a lot more in the one man than it does in the four man.
For sure.
Well, I do will say that, you know, I don't want to get into what the four man will look like last year or next year, but I will say it was funner, I thought, this year than previous years because it was tougher to get.
Yeah.
I mean, B Flight, which Ryan and I were both in B Flight, we were the only two that even got to a number.
Yeah, we got to the three. Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the idea, and no matter what happens, I do like the idea of making it a little bit tougher for the morning.
Well, don't think AJ and I didn't had some fun setting those pins for the weekend on Friday night. That was fun. AJ and I rolled around, and then Saturday night in the pitch black.
Oh, very dark.
And like, cell phone flashlight isn't quite as bright in the pitch dark as it is in your house.
We'll have to reconsider how we do that.
Yeah, we might have to get one of them headlamps or something because that cell phone light just doesn't go very far when it's literally you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Well, the other side of it is I helped AJ paint lines, and I don't know. I think maybe I'd rather try to set pins in the pitch dark than lose like 10 pounds in sweat.
That's a workout, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I've painted lines more than anybody out there, and yeah, it is a workout.
100 degrees, there's no wind moving, and you know, you're in a crouch the entire time.
You crouch, and you got to walk a mile.
Yeah.
Friday night, after we cut two pins, because we went ahead and cut two, so Saturday night was quicker, it was literally like I just jumped in a pool.
Yeah.
It was, and that four man was like, we didn't, this weather out here right now is like, we'd have taken that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and of course the whole football practices have been in the 80s, you know. Like, how lucky is this?
No two-a-days and in the 80s. They need to count their blessings.
Speaking of which, we need to plug the two dubs, right, Michael? So
yes.
On the air tomorrow night.
On the air tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, our show the two dubs show will be on, and I don't know when this will post. But
We'll get it out in the morning.
Yeah, we are recording this Thursday before the first game against Mark Twain, so we'll have our normal two dubs Facebook Live and probably Podbean at 6 o'clock. And then Ryan and I, we start year 5 on the radio dial with Monroe City and Mark Twain. Going to be a little different. Some technical issues have arose, so bear with us. We are going to need at least somebody, you know, and I'll send some texts out so you don't have to worry about it if you're listening. But we probably will need some feedback on how we sound because we're going to be producing it from the booth for the first time because of some unforeseen issues. So it will be a new experience. But
year 5, how did that happen?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't believe they didn't fire us after year 1.
So. Yeah.
It's crazy, but that's awesome that you all do that.
Yeah.
Thank
you guys for doing that.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. As you know, having small kids at home, you don't get to go to games, and that's how I get to watch or listen, like experience the game. So I really appreciate it.
Well, we probably have too much fun doing it, but we certainly enjoy doing it. Yeah. We appreciate everybody that listens, and yeah, I can imagine AJ taking three little boys, two little boys, one little girl to a game would be, you might as well like go to your car and listen, because you're not going to get anything out of it.
Well, we've tried. We've tried. You leave early and turn the radio on is what you do.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be unique for me. Just put the decal on my oldest son's helmet. He's a freshman, so he's going to get to run out on the field tomorrow night. And I told him, hey, you got the best seat in the house to watch one of the greatest that's ever played for Monroe City. And we've talked about him a lot, Keaton Pennywell, but a lot of really good players on this Monroe City team. Quarterback Reese Buehling. You got Cam Jones. You got three of the four record holders in the school record 4x1 in the backfield.
And you didn't say you missed the name, Waylon DeGray.
Waylon DeGray, yeah.
Potential Division I athlete.
Right. Then you got, you know, and we lost some dudes, right? There is no doubt about it. We lost some dudes. But we got some dudes back, and you know, defensively, you got a few more dudes than you do offensively. But that defense on Friday night, Michael, with the D-line living in the backfield, if your D-line's living in the backfield and you have Keaton Pennywell, and oh, by the way, who's the new outside linebacker? Waylon DeGrave, right? And then the corners, very physical last Friday. Jalen Countryman, newcomer Tucker Bottoms. That defense could be really nasty.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, the best thing about seeing the defensive backfield, and we're going to make this, I mean, I don't want to get this into a full two dubs thing, but the best thing as a former defensive back myself, the best thing that you can have as a defensive back isn't your talent or whatever, it's a good pass rush. And the defensive line looked really good against Mexico. I mean, we were doing our show, we were doing interviews, so we didn't watch every play, but we – pretty much watched every defensive play against Mexico, and they looked really good.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, if you guys got to take in the jamboree at all, little homie. You guys are new dads, so, well, they just kind of
new kids.
Yeah, so, it's exciting times for Monroe City, and I think it'll play out. But like Michael said, we'll move on. But
yeah,
107.5 on your AM/FM dial, KWBZFM.com. If you want to stream on your device, your Chromebook, your laptop, your iPad, or you can go on the iTunes app and stream. So two ways to stream: listen on your radio dial, 107.5. KWBZ The Lake. We love bringing it to you. Thanks to all of our sponsors too. We'll get to them tomorrow night.
And, yeah,
and appreciate you guys having us.
Yeah, and obviously we're Monroe centric, but you know, we preview every conference game. We give we give predictions and all the things that go around. As Hunter just hit one like I would a second ago.
That was straight shank.
I think it's a sign that you're wore out.
So it'll be fun. And again, I'm ditto Ryan. I always enjoy being on the show, and I've been on a few times. So.
Well, you know, listening to you guys talk about for 5 minutes and how pumped up and amped up you are, that gets me excited for the season and everything. So
we might have. We might have some exciting moments tomorrow night at Langford Field.
That tells why you boys are on the radio. I mean, you all just rambled on for 5-10 minutes about it. That's why you all are the perfect guys for the job.
Yes.
And it feels like fall's in the air. 107.5 The Lake, listening to you boys talk on Friday night. And one other thing about Waylon DeGrave, as good as he is as a receiver, his dad is the best superintendent in the Northeast Missouri, if not in the state.
Yeah.
He's a damn good boss.
Yeah.
So me and little homie's boss, of course, great dude.
Better guy than he is superintendent.
Yeah, just.
And he's a damn good superintendent.
Yeah, he's been one of my good friends for, you know, he kind of took me a little bit under his wing when I was a freshman. He was a sophomore, kind of showed me the ropes, along with some other guys, but he was one in particular. And then obviously as teammates, we had some success and have stayed tight. Super dude. And in being an educator, you know the ones that are in it for themselves, and you know the ones that are in it for kids. I love people that are in it for kids. The dude's in it for kids. It's fantastic. That's definitely a good point, little homie.
Good.
Great, dude.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Love talking to you guys, of course. But we got to wrap it up. Josh, I hope things are good at home, man. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're good.
Everything's good, buddy. All right. We'll be yeah, we got 1 week, and let's get this thing on the road. Bunner will get a win tomorrow night. Next Sunday, we'll be playing golf, so
and let's we'll go, boy. We'll see you Saturday morning in Canton, too.
That's right.
There we go. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you later.
Thank you.